Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Well, it is a football Friday, and while the record isn't great for the Giants, I do think we have to get to a point where we start raising the expectations. Forget about the postseason or all those different things. Forget about the tough schedule. That's been the narrative that I'm sick and tired of hearing about all year long. The Giants have the quarterback. He is in play here. We're watching him. Of course, we're going to learn more about Jackson Dart each and every week. But the expectations going up against a 49ers team that has been banged up all season long, and they've been okay, whatever, 5-3 on the year. Okay, they're fine. But they're not unbeatable. And when you're talking about a home game, when you're talking about a team that has now the offense in place, remember, that was always the biggest question with Brian Daboll, whether it was Daniel Jones, whether it was Russell Wilson, and now, of course, Jackson Dart. Well, he's an offensive guy. How's the offense going to look for this Giants team? And that part has looked very good, even without Malik Nabers, and now it's going to be without Malik Nabers and Cam Scataboo. But I still have confidence that the Giants offense is going to be able to score points, is going to be able to move the football. Even in a game where they lost in New Orleans, moved the football, just turned it over way too many times. So the offense for the Giants has gotten to the level where you expect them to compete week in, week out. Now, to me, is where we need to watch the defense. And that's not obviously about the Jackson Dart development. It's not exciting. It's not sexy. It's not seeing if Jackson Dart can play, you know, protect himself and play less reckless football, meaning protect the football, protect his body, all those different things. You're going to have issues with a kid as competitive as he is and plays the game as hard as he does and runs the football the way that he does. We'll evaluate that, sure. But Brian Daboll is going to be judged in the final 9 games on his win-loss record. And the way that that win-loss record improves is if the defense, with a bunch of big-name players, actually does its job. I don't care what Dexter Lawrence says, what Carl Banks says, what BT or me have to say. They need to go out there and do it. Whether it's Dexter himself, whether it's Kayvon Thibodeau, whether it's Burns, whether it's Carter, whether it's the guys in the secondary, I don't want to hear injuries excuses. I don't want to hear the linebacking excuses. I don't want to hear, oh, well, the pressure's almost getting to the quarterback. I don't want to hear this almost defense. I don't want to hear about high altitude blowing games that you never should blow. I don't want to hear about the prevent defense and the coordinator Bowen. I want to see wins. This team, certainly defensively, preseason, pre-Jackson Dart, defense was supposed to be the identity of this Giants team. That's how many people, and well, I wasn't one of them, but many people believed in this Giants team. Before Jackson Dart ever set foot on the field, it was going to be about the defense leading the way to a competitive season. and then eventually transitioning to Jackson Dart and seeing how he would develop in his rookie season, whenever that may be. So why now, just because Jackson Dart comes into play and the offense has been moving the ball and exciting everybody with the way that they've been scoring points, getting touchdowns? Remember just a few weeks ago how hard that was? Well, now they do it with regularity, scoring a bunch of points. That's not why they lose. They lose because of the defense. That was supposed to be their identity. And if Brian Daboll can't figure out how to get this defense to play better, whether it's people in the organization criticizing one of their best players, maybe trying to motivate him, whatever it may be, I don't care. But I need to see different results. Otherwise, everybody should go. The guy who brought in the players on that defense, Joe Shane. The guy who's coaching those players on the defense, Brian Daboll. And then, of course, some of the players themselves. I don't want to hear about the extension from Kayvon Thibodeau. I don't want to hear about the trade rumors with Kayvon Thibodeau. I want to see them go out there and play. Play New York Giants football. Play New York Giants defense. And go beat the 49ers at home. A beatable team. You're going to likely have Mac Jones. He's a sitting duck back there. Go get him. All right, yeah, McCaffrey's tough. What, you can't stop the run? All those guys you have, you can't stop Christian McCaffrey? Figure it out. Figure out a way. Because regardless of how good Jackson Dart is, that's the future. Obviously, it's a part of now, too, but you're excited about the future with Jackson Dart. That's not going to change. So what are we waiting for here to start actually winning some football games, to judge this team based on wins and losses? It's the defense that cost them against Dallas, even with Russell Wilson, who had a historic day. Wasn't his fault. Wasn't the offense's fault. You could blame the offense in Washington. Can't blame them week 2 against the Cowboys. That's on the defense. Offense gives you repeated leads, especially one with under a minute to go. Figure out a way to close it out. They didn't. Okay, learn from that. Denver game, figure out a way to close it out. You had a big lead. Defense was playing great through 3 quarters. No excuse to allow 30-plus points in the 4th quarter. No excuse. It just doesn't happen. Even for a rough defense, that's hard to do. And this was not supposed to be a rough defense. This was supposed to be their identity. It's getting overlooked because of the emergence of Jackson Dart and Scataboo. Think about how exciting both Dart and Scataboo have been to the level that we overlook, certainly early on, the season-ending injury to Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers became an afterthought. He was an afterthought because everybody was excited about Dart and Scataboo. Of course, you missed him, but it wasn't, oh, how are we ever going to score any points without Malik Nabers? It was, oh my God, we got Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. And they were winning. Even just a couple of games, a lot more than we've seen in the last several years. But it's about the defense. That's where the primary focus should be. Not about the beef between Carl Banks and Dexter Lawrence. Not about Kayvon Thibodeau maybe being traded, maybe being, you know, keeping him here another year and potentially extending him. Not about Abdul Carter almost getting to the quarterback. Get to him. Get to him. That's what we need to see. And I expect it to happen. I believe it's in there. At the very least, to another level. If you're not going to say to a great level. Remember, we were talking to whoever it may be. Baldy. We had Kevin Burkhardt on before week 1. And we're asking him about, hey, is this going to be a potentially top 5 defense? All right, maybe not top 5 defense, but certainly should be a very good defense in the NFL. Look at the players that they have. And maybe the one thought was, well, if the defense isn't going to be good, it's going to be because the offense can't move the football and they'll be on the field way too long, way too often. That's not the case. So while standings-wise, this game on Sunday with the Giants and 49ers doesn't mean a ton, when you're 2-6 and you're in last place yet again, and you feel like season is lost because you lost Scataboo, no Nabers, I get it. They didn't make a trade acquisition, at least not yet. It feels like all hope is lost and it's not about the record. But make no mistake, this is not just about evaluating, and it certainly shouldn't be. It's not just about evaluating a rookie quarterback and his new head coach. This guy has been here for 4 years. And even myself, I've said it, well, it's kind of like year 1 here with Shane and Daboll and drafting their rookie quarterback. Yeah, it is in that regard. And those guys have already passed that test. Dart appears to be the guy. Dable has coached Dart and that offense well enough that even without Neighbors, they've scored a bunch of points and have won some games. Obviously, like we said, a new challenge now without Scadaboo. No excuse. Go out there and do it. And I believe that the offense will continue to produce and look the way that it has for the most part under Jackson Dart, which is significantly better than anything that we've seen before with Brian Dable. So, check. Dart seems to be the guy. Check. Dable seems to be the guy to maximize what Dart can do. Check. Obviously, you want to see how that plays out the rest of the nine games as well. But what we don't know is if Brian Dable knows how to win football games yet. We saw it at a mild level in year one, but that gets erased when you have the significant regression that we've seen in the 3 years since. It also gets erased when you see the way that they've continued to lose games. The kicker situation dating back to a year ago, the blown leads, the last second losses, whatever it may be. That continues to happen. That has to stop. If you are a backer in Brian Dable or want to believe in Dable and want to see more of him, that's where you should be looking. Not about just Jackson Dart and his development or his emergence. You should be looking to see what that defense can do. And it's an easy out to just blame Bowen. Oh, defensive coordinator. Like, come on, you got to remember. Wink Martindale was here. Him and Dable had issues. Wink Martindale no longer here. It can't just be, well, fire Bowen and everything's going to get fixed. Or, oh, get healthy in the secondary and everything's going to be better. I'm not so sure. Are the players actually good enough that they brought in to have success defensively? And are the coaches good enough to maximize whatever players they have there to close out games, to get wins, to make plays? Right now, the evidence tells me no. Whether it's playing Abdul Carter out of position, whether it's playing a prevent defense late in games, whether it's not maximizing what Dexter Lawrence can do, it may not be a scheme thing, but you better believe that a motivation thing should be coming from a coach. The great ones, the great coaches, they don't even really have to motivate their great players. So why is Dexter Lawrence needing to be motivated by Carl Banks? Why can't the Giants themselves do that? Those are things that I'm looking for on Sunday in what I believe to be a very winnable game against a good 49ers team. Good 49ers team. Last week's loss to the Eagles, I'm kind of throwing that out. Is it nearly impossible to sweep, especially for the Giants from their perspective? Eagles Super Bowl champs, good enough to beat them once in your house. Haven't swept them since 2007, haven't won there since 2013. I'm going to throw, plus they got screwed over every which way by the officials. I'm going to throw that out. The week before, they should have beaten Denver, who I think is the best team in the NFL. And at the very least, if you want to say the Chiefs, so be it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You can't make, but I can make as good an argument as you can for anybody else outside of the Chiefs. And I could still make an argument that I think they're better than the Chiefs. They have a better record. Start there. For now. Point is, Giants had them beat. They had Denver beat in their building and beat them good. So I'm going to look at that being more the norm. Even with the injuries, this is a very, very winnable game. Go win it. Because if 2-7, or if 2-6 turns to 2-7, and 2-7 somehow turns to 2-8, or you're looking at 3-11, then there is no more argument to be made. I get the appeal of pairing Dable and Dart. I get it. I also understand winning games is important. And I'm not so sure this head coach knows how to do it. And based on evidence so far, the evidence is against him. BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Brian is calling from Northport. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Sal, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
How are you, Brian?
Listen, I'm doing good, except for this season. I'm a huge Giants fan. I want to know, if you had the pro and con box, what are the reasons to keep Dable? I used to be a huge supporter. To me now, the only pro I have in him is his, you know, his passion on the sideline. That's it. You know, that's what was missing with Robert Saleh. I don't get what the reason for keeping him is, because I feel like in that Denver game, I was in the third quarter. We were shutting them out, and I still was just looking at the clock, looking at the clock. My wife said, "Oh, we're going to win." I'm like, "Would you please stop?" And then it just crumbles. And I feel like he finds ways to lose, not to win.
Look, his passion is certainly an asset. I love that about Brian Dable. The other thing would be the obvious one. They selected, and mainly Dable selected, Jackson Dart as his guy. He's the guy. That's a huge, huge positive. However, however, Brian, where I'm with you is that it's got to start resulting in wins. 2-6 is 2-6. And the way that they're losing these games, there is a difference in just losing a game and say, well, you know what? They gave it everything they had. They just got beat by the better team. That would have been okay if that happened in Denver, to me. It was okay that it happened in Philly. I'm okay with that. The losses that they had in Dallas, the losses that they had a year ago in Washington without the kicker, the loss that they had in Denver, that can't happen, especially in year four when there's no more excuse, when you have players on defense and you have your quarterback.
And it doesn't look good with, obviously, we all talk about Daniel Jones, who I'm happy for. I'm thrilled with his success. Good for him. But we can't keep hanging our head on the one win 3 years ago or 4 years ago in Minnesota. That's it. That's all we got.
Correct. And he is, and thank you for the call, Brian. Good stuff. He has regressed. Dable has regressed significantly. Not to mention, as we had, BT and I talked about that earlier in the week. To me, the biggest indictment of Brian Dable might, in fact, be the success that, and it's not just Dable, it's Shane as well, the success that Daniel Jones has had in Indianapolis. Because why is Jones able to have that success immediately, but he couldn't do that here, period? It's either A, because he wasn't coached the way he's being coached in Indianapolis, or B, the structure around him, the organizational structure and the pieces around him are better. Which is an indictment of Joe Shane. And it's probably a little bit of A and B. And it's year four. Which is why when you say, okay, well, it's great that they got the quarterback. Well, I want to see them win. So if they have the quarterback and the offense is fixed, which it is, why then aren't they winning games? And the easy out would be, wow, it's Denver. They're very tough, Sal. You didn't think they'd win. Correct. I know. But I also didn't think they'd be up 19-0. I also didn't think they'd have a lead late, scoring another dagger touchdown the same way they did against Dallas and blow that. So the way the game played out to me is a big difference. Too many times we're sitting there watching a frustrated Brian Dable fall just short of winning a game for a variety of reasons. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. Paul is calling from Buffalo. What's up, Paul?
Sal, how you been, man?
Good, Paul. How are you, my friend?
I am good, man. Details in life are everything. And your costume today is detail rich and just funny as heck fire, man.
Are you watching on YouTube? Glasses. You're watching?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you checking in on YouTube. Yes, I am dressed up. We could get into that in a little bit. But thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate you watching.
And as a Yankees analytics nerd, I have to ask you, should we trade Carlos Rodon this offseason while his value is high? Because as I've told you for years in the overnight, starting pitchers just aren't worth paying. Rookies are dominating this postseason, with the exception of Yamamoto, who is earning his money for the Dodgers. Boy, I hope he has one tonight, too.
You know, just,
I'd like to see a game seven.
Well, I don't know. Thank you for the call, Paul. I don't know if I'd like to see a game seven. I'd probably like to see the Dodgers go home, although I could see the drama. When would game seven be? Tomorrow night? I got something to do tomorrow night. I hope it ends tonight. Tonight I'll be home after the trick-or-treating a little bit with my daughter and my wife and watch the game, maybe see it end, hope for the Blue Jays. Tomorrow night's going to be a pain in the neck because I'm going out. I don't want to deal with that. Yeah, trade Carlos Rodon for who? For what? You're not trading Carlos Rodon? And just to be clear, I am not a Yankees analytics department member. If you're checking out on YouTube, and it'll probably be posted on social at some point here soon. I am a member of the Yankees DON, Department of Nerds, as you see here on my pocket, DON, Department of Nerds. I mean, that's what the Yankees have. Why not come up with the Department of Nerds costume today? So glad you enjoyed that. Patrick is in Melville. What's up, Patrick?
As I'm sure
Aaron Boone will, you know, when he gets word. Hey, we got to get that picture. Can somebody send me the picture that we took? I want to text that to Booty just to make sure he doesn't miss that. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, so, you know, I think the big thing about the Giants is it's real. The owner is just loyal to a fault. I mean, he keeps, like, putting his, you know, it's kind of like the definition of insanity, doing the thing over and over again, expect a different result. I mean, Dable's had 4 years. I mean, I'm glad for Jones' success. He wouldn't have had it here. But I just think that you don't really have to tie your head that that Dart needs Dable to be a coach. Because you can just tell that if you have the right coach. I mean, look, for example, look at what the guy's doing in New England. I mean, Drake May looked like a mess last year because he had a horrible coach. And now New England looks like a totally different team, and they're basically a playoff team. So I think we need to stop, and sometimes you just got to rip the Band-Aid off. I mean, and it goes over and over again. Like, the Eagles had Carson Wentz, who was basically took him to the Super Bowl. They got him out, and they got a new quarterback. It's just time. Sometimes you just got to move on and try to find a better thing and just keep thinking that the same old thing is actually going to do better.
Let's not make it, and thank you for the call, Patrick. Let's not make it like Brian Dable is the only coach who could have success with Jackson Dart. Now, while I say that, I am also somebody who has said, I want to give them a chance. This is weeks ago, before they even started winning. For me, it was less about what Dable's done in the past and more about, okay, well, now I really want to evaluate him with the guy that he picked. But once you pass that test, now it's okay. Well, now it's on to the next test, which is why I'm saying I don't necessarily want to break them up. I'd like to keep it here and see them have success. What I'm saying is the final nine games are, for me, an evaluation of the team overall as a whole. I'm looking at the defense. I don't want to hear the excuses anymore. The offense has been fixed, even with the injuries. And there are certain things that you will excuse from a rookie. See, I have excused them, and this is why I'm telling you that I'm consistent. I excused them from the Saints loss. I picked the Saints to win that game because I understand that things happen in the NFL, especially with rookie quarterbacks. And that's exactly what happened down in New Orleans. Now, you'd still like to see the Giants win that game. It's the only win the Saints have this year is against the Giants. But it shows you their margin for error, the Giants, is not nearly enough. But they did turn the ball over five times. But while they turned over five times, they moved the football consistently. So I chose to, at that point, which was start two for Jackson Dart, say, okay, well, at least they moved the football consistently. The rookie mistakes will get cleaned up, and when they do, they will win games. And they did just that the following week against the Eagles. But then when you blow a game like they did in Denver, that's showing that, how can I trust that the coach knows what he's doing when even the pieces that he has played well enough to have a big lead in the fourth quarter and they still found a way to lose that game? And that's happened often, multiple times over multiple years. I need to see that get cleaned up before I just say, well, I need to see more with Dable and Dart. I have to see that get cleaned up first. Otherwise, what he does with Dart to me is irrelevant. BT and Sal on the Fan. More of your calls when we come back. I came dressed today as Yankees Department of Nerds. BT came dressed as the Mets in the postseason. He's not here. He's out sick, so he couldn't make it in today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.